The Albion City Council met in a regular session Monday night. The council, under old business, agreed to stay with Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance for the city employees. According to Roseanne Garner, the city's agent, the premium went up slightly since last renewal period. Chris and Katie Slane, that reside on West Elm Street, presented some ideas to the council to improve water runoff on West Elm Street. The city and the Slanes will discuss further plans to help the ongoing flooding and drainage issues on West Elm. The council voted to accept the bid of Travis Rigg to mow the Albion Cemetery. The bid was $300 per mowing. The council agreed to sign an agreement opening up $6 million line of credit for W2E Water. The money will most probably never be touched. However, there needed to be some commitment from Albion and Grayville to obtain the much larger loan to construct a new water plant using money from IEPA. The construction permit from the EPA was issued last week to build the plant between Grayville and Albion. The AquaStore water tank at the Cherry Street water plant needs to be repaired. Currently, there are three leaks in the tank. The estimated cost, $4,000 worth of repairs, is a temporary fix to a much larger bill to renovate the tank, which is estimated to cost well over $130,000. Fees will be increasing for the City of Albion. Site location permits will go from $10 to $25. Water turn-on or turn-off fees will go from $10 to $25. Tank dumping will go from $10 to $50, and a water tap-on fee will go from $500 to $1,700. After executive session, the council voted to give pay raises to employees, a $1 per hour increase for most full-time employees, except $2 raise for Zach Murray and Jamie Wick, $4 for David Pearson, and Marty Reed, $6. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.